As well as Donegal, it's no different to any other major sporting event. You actually need a bit of luck on your side, and rallying maybe more so than most. And really, it's about a package. You know, you have to have the ability to win it, the resources to win it, the whole complete package, and you have to be focused for the weekend. And that's basically us. But basically, it's if you have to have the resources, and you have to have the focus, then to put the resources into play.
And obviously, the talent is a huge bit of it as well.
Talent's a major part of it. Like, you know, it's all part of the package. There's no one thing will win it. Like, but when you put them all together, and sometimes then the if you have the right resources and you do your homework right, then that makes a certain amount of your own luck for it. If you have the right car, your car's good, you understand it, you can drive it, and you have the complete package, and you can pay, you can afford it, then usually that's where the winner comes from.
You're on the right track. Friday stages, they'll be new to a lot of the competitors. You've tackled them stages in your time sitting in a car. Will these stages on Friday favour the locals?
It has to be helped, like, because they're basically local stages. Now, Letter League hasn't been done for many years, but it's one of the classic, iconic stages of Donegal. And when it used to be, in our time, one of the first stages of the rally, it set the tone for the rally. Breen is a great start, particularly for the rally, because there are very few junctions in it. Guys get the rally up and running, and it's quite fast, it's good grip, so it gets everybody in. The Clachan stage, as we call it, and what they call it now, is very demanding stage. Like, Friday is, it's a real rally day, like, and it'll set the tone for the event really well.
How much pressure is there this year on the defending champions, Gary Jennings and Neil Doherty, do you think, going into this one?
There's always pressure on defending champions, obviously, and the fact that they, in most people's eyes, will start as favourites. And, you know, that's something they have to carry as well. But the same two guys are well used to doing that now. And the conditions that they play into their hands, you know, the two guys are well capable of handling that.
Yeah. We expect some rain over the weekend. Will that favour Jennings, do you think?
I would think so. It'll affect. It'll definitely favour Gary. Gary's a good flamboyant, a lot of natural talent, and likes the wet, and it suits the Como tyres, and it suits Gary's style. And if it's wet, I think you have to put him in his favourite, but there's two or three other guys there now, and they'll have a big say on it before it's over.
Let's talk about two or three of them other guys. One is the All Donegal crew of the boys from Letchermack Award, Declan and Brian. We haven't had an All Donegal winning crew since Boner and McGittigan back in 1983. Can the two guys pull it off this year?
Well, the fact that it's 30 years now they might have to get the town band out again. Shimish just decided to bring them over. They definitely now have to be in the hunt. I don't know the guy that well, but I've watched him this last few years. He's done everything right. He's doing a great job. He has the right package. And now I think if there's going to be one, I think this is the year it could happen.
Darren Gass could be an outsider here. We spoke about him before.
Darren's he's got one of the other things you need for rallying is youth on your side. Like, and he's got that, and he's got the speed. And Darren has matured quite a bit this last couple of years, and definitely would be a threat. Now he's a little bit short, maybe of time in the car. And again, if it's a wet weekend, youth and speed can come to the fore, and he's definitely. I think he's definitely a top three guy.
Can we expect an entertaining race given the route that we have this year?
Oh, most definitely, like, particularly all the way down the field. Like, the National Rally is unbelievable. It's both events are fantastic. There's a very, very good ante. All the, you know, the battles are close. You go back to the National Rally, there's probably 8 or 9 people who could win it. And, like, you need to be to foresee the future to tell who could come out of that. It's very hard to pick even your top three out of that. It's that good.
We've always had big names coming to Donegal. Craig Breen's coming this year, but he's in a Mark II. It's going to spice that category up a bit.
Absolutely fantastic. Like, you know, that's one of the things that brings you out to see someone of his quality, and, you know, who's European Championship level. And hopefully we'll see an Irish guy in the World Championship in the next few years. And to do what he's doing, to be as competitive as he is in the European Championship, like, is a great, great marker for everyone. Mm. And the fact that, you know, that. Fair play to James Coleman for giving him the car to come for the weekend. You know, he did Killarney, and he's come. We can see him here in Donegal, and it's great to see the young guys who will be hopefully on the world stage in a few years. Yeah. You know, it's like the past. We've had guys here down the years, some fantastic talents, and we've had them in Donegal before they became world champions. So this is an Irish guy who's heading in that direction.
Mm-hmm. Is this maybe the best year that Donegal crews have a chance to take a clean sweep, because we are very, very competitive in the top three categories this year, James?
I think everywhere when you look at the classes and everything, like, you know, and it's great to see, actually, there are a lot more local guys going this year, and a lot of the guys, you know, that missed out for a few years coming back to do the rally. Declan Boyle has to be well in the hunt for to win the rally, and I think definitely is the dark horse. And if Gary makes any slip up at all, I think he's have a feeling that this could be his year. The Group N battle is major again, and always is. Like, you know, Martin Doherty, definitely Martin has to start as favourite for it. And but I think young Moffat will have something to say about it. Like, he's, as I say, youth and speed again, and young. Shung Shea Maguire, there's a big battle there as well, like, you know. But we'll have to put the money on Martin, hopefully, and hopefully he can deliver.
Yeah.
You come to the National, and definitely Manus Kelly, there's a number of Brian Bro, they're definitely, it's all there, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw Damien Gollerich last night too, so Damien's back in the hunt again, yeah. Which is great. It's great to see. Like, that's Donegal, and that's what it's all about. And those guys are great drivers, great performers, and it's like it's a great event to look forward to.